Hey everyone, it's my third audio boo for Saturday. Gee, I'm catching up on the audio boos that I didn't do through the week. But anyway, the first thing I do when I get up, when I wake up, is I reach over for my iPhone and I check all my emails and I go through audio boo and Keek and, well, not so much Facebook, but I checked the emails and Twitter, and this morning I found that I had a new follower on Twitter, and I was rather surprised, because he's a rock star, and he followed me, and I'm thinking, well, I'm still thinking, why and how, out of all the thousands and millions of people out there in the United States, did you find me, and why are you following me? And his name is Greg Kinn. And he's a rock star who had his hit song Jeopardy and the breakup song back in the 80s. I remember going to my first concert in October of 1980. And he was opening up for Jefferson Starship. And so I actually saw him in concert. How cool is that? And then he sent me a DM, and he's promoting his new record release, and, well, I should say CD, and the reunion concert at the Catalyst on May 19th in Santa Cruz, California. How cool is that? I think that's kind of awesome, actually. So I sent him a DM back and I said that I would promote his event on my podcast tomorrow on Cat's Tales, which I have no guest speaker for because I totally forgot. And I've not lost interest in doing it. I just get tired of rambling on. Even though people say, my listeners and my friends say, we like listening to you ramble on. I don't know. I've interviewed a lot of authors. Some boring, some interesting, some unique. I've interviewed people about their animals and relationships and addictions. And I've interviewed just people that I've met on the internet, which is kind of cool, actually. You know, because, like I've said before, everyone's got a story to tell. So why not share it? Because we'll learn from each other, and everybody has an experience. We don't like to feel like we're the only one. But anyway, I just wanted to say that was really cool. Greg Kinn. I'm still wondering, how'd he find me? Were you just like scanning through Twitter and you're like, hey, that person looks kind of cool. Let's follow her. And you hit the button. If I had $1 million, I would definitely hop on a plane to go party. Totally. Because I got an invite. How awesome is that? Does he send them to everybody? I'm sure he does. It's all about promoting. It's all about business. It's all about the money. Right? Wouldn't that be cool if I get an interview with him? Wow. That'd be awesome. Should I ask when I send him a direct message back? Well, maybe I'll send him another one. Oh, but I always think I'm bothering people when I do that, especially famous people. It's like, why would they be bothered with me? I'm just an ordinary girl. Later, Miss People.